ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning this week בעזרת השם יתברך, we have פרשת כי תבוא. And the parasha starts off, והיה כי תבוא אל הארץ, אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך נחלה, וירשתה וישבת בה, ולקחת מראשית כל פרי האדמה וכו'. So the מפרשים to point out, the pasuk says, והיה כי תבוא אל הארץ, and we know that anywhere the Gemara in Masechet Megillah says, anywhere it says the word Vehayat means Lashon Simcha. Here obviously, Am Israel are going to Eretz Israel. That was the purpose of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim to go to Eretz Israel. Va'omar a'ale etchem me'onim Mitzrayim el Eretz Tova u'rhaba el Eretz Zabat Chala u'dbash. So, since that they're going to Eretz Israel, that's the biggest Simcha. That's what it says over there. And we have also by the Berachot, says also the same thing. V'haya im shamua tishma'a b'kol Adonai Elohecha l'shmur la'asot kol muzvotav asher anuchi mitzavicha hayom untanicha Adonai Elohecha alion al kol goyi ha'aretz. If you're going to keep the muzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to shower you with all the brachot of the Torah. That's if you keep the muzvot. So obviously over there it makes sense. It says V'haya l'shon simcha, also l'shon simcha, you're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course it's l'shon simcha. But we continue, we see also by the kilalot, v'haya, im lo tishma'a b'kol Adonai Elohecha. Also v'haya. What kind of simcha there is over there when the kilalot, they're coming, chas v'shalom, on Am Yisrael. That's we have to understand why it says v'haya. Because who said, I don't know, v'hi, im lo tishma'a b'kol Hashem Elohecha, like the Gemara says over there, Megillah Yudalef. And when it says v'hi, it means trouble is happening. Something wrong is going on. V'hi b'me'a hashvirosh, haman kima. Maybe Mayim Raphael, Melech Shanar, Asum al Hama. Anyway, it says Vehi, there's the trouble. So here the Pasuk says Vehaya, Lashon Samha, Lachaora, what kind of Samha is going? What kind of Samha is here? If the Pasuk says all the Kalalot Hasushon are coming, that's what we have to understand. And we start with Ezra Shem with the Berachot. The Pasuk said Vehaya, Im Shamua Tishma, Bikol Hashem Elokecha. What is this double language, Shamua Tishma? What was wrong if the Torah would have said, V'haya, im tishma' b'kol Hashem Elokecha, continue. Why double language, shamu'a tishma'? So I saw here the Rosh ala Torah, he brings down here, he said, im shama'ata ba'olam hazeh, tishma' ba'olam haba. That's a double language. If you learn Torah here in this world, after 120, you're going to go up there, you're going to continue to learn Torah, and you're going to understand what they're talking about. שמוע here, you're going to תשמע over there. כדמה רבי יונה בשם רבי אבא, לא הייתה צריכה תורה לנתן לישראל בעולם הזה. רבי אבא says, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he wasn't supposed כביכול to give us the Torah here in this world. Why? שהרי כולם עתידים ללמוד תורה מפי הגיבורה. After 120, what are we going to do in Gan Eden? We're going to sit down in Gan Eden. What are we doing over there? The Gemara says, "Tzadikim yoshbim ve'atrotayim berashehim ve'nehenim ziv shechina." And we're learning Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So eventually we're going to end up learning the Torah in Olam Haba. Why do you want to bother us here also in Olam Hazeh to learn Torah? Leave it until Olam Haba, and that's it. That's what Rabbi Abba is asking here. She'arei kulam atidim mo Torah mpi ha'gibura. Ela, כשיבוא ללמידם לעולם הבא, שידעו באיזה פרשה הוא עסוק. לפיכך, אם שמוע בעולם הזה, תשמע לעולם הבא. So I said, the only purpose הקדוש ברוך הוא commanded us to learn Torah here, so we should know what he talking about. We're going to go after 120, we're going to sit down in Gan Eden, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to teach us Torah. We don't understand what he talking about. At least we have to get some basis. So the basic stuff we have to learn it here in this world. That's what the Avon Rashim brings down. All the Torah that a person learns in the Olam Hazeh, are kehebel b'fnei Torato shel Mashiach. That's Torato shel Mashiach. L'Olam Haba al achad kama v'chama. So here also, just we have to learn the introduction. Just the basic stuff we have to learn here in this world. So we should know what we're talking about. Then Farshim, they say that if someone did not learn Torah over here, even if he's going to go to Gan Eden, he's going to sit down over there, he's going to get bored. He's going to sit down, he's sitting in the shower, all day 24-7, now he's sitting down learning the Torah. What is he going to do? But if he knows what they're talking about, so he enjoys it. That enjoyment of the Torah, there's nothing to compare to it. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told us here in this world you have to learn Torah. Then, Im Shamua Ba'olam Hazeh, Tishma'a Ba'olam Hazeh, you're going to understand over there. That's what Rabbi is done here. דבר אחר, אם שמוע לכל רביך, לסוף תשמיע לאחרים, לשמוע ולעשות, ולא תהיה למד, אלא על מנת לעשות. Said, אם שמוע, if you're going to pay attention to what your Rabbi is teaching you, then you're going to end up תשמע. What does it mean תשמע? תשמיע לאחרים. You're going to pass on all these חדושים, all these debate that you heard from your Rabbi, you're going to pass it on. To your students, to the next generation. If you pay attention, then you're going to have the power to be mashmi' ala ahirim. That's what he says over here. Similarly, I have a Baal HaTurim, said, Shamu'a tishma'a. What's the gematria of Shamu'a tishma'a? It's a lot. I don't know how much is it. But Baal HaTurim says, Shamu'a tishma'a b'gematria l'dibre Torah w'l'dibre hachamim. You'll not only have to listen to what the Torah is telling you, you have to pay attention also, you have to keep the mitzvot of the Rabbanan. All the gezerot, all the takanot that Hachamim made, they're also part of the Torah. Pasuk said, Ve'asita kechol asher yorucha. Lo tasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmol. Also, whatever Hachamim tells us, that's also we have to keep. Im shamua tshma, you're going to keep Dibrei Torah and Dibrei Hachamim, then ba'u alecha kol brachot hallanu. That's what brings down Ba'al HaTurim. And I saw also in Me'am Lo'ez, it brings down also something else. It says, Im Shamua, if you're learning the Torah, you keep it in the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then kibyachol, he could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me for the expression, he could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tishma, hey, listen, I'm asking you, I want so-and-so. A hard statement to say it, but that's what Ma'am Lo'ez brings down. He said, Im Shamua, if you're going to listen to the Torah, then kibyachol, he could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tishma, listen to me. That's based on what the Gemara said. Kadosh Baruch Hu gozer gezera, and Tzaddik, he stops that gezera. Like similar what the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot with Hannah. When Hannah she was praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did she say? It says over there in the Gemara, Ve'ata imra'o tere ba'oni amaticha. The Gemara said, imra'o mutab. If you're going to listen to me and give me a baby, mutab, im lav tere, I'll show you. It's a harsh statement, but that's what the Gemara explained. The Gemara goes into a discussion. What could she do to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to her? The Gemara has its own pirushim. We spoke about it so many times. But here also the idea that Ma'am Lo'ez brings down, said, Im Shamua, Tishma, if you listen to the Torah, you could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tishma, pay attention to what I'm asking from you. Same way I'm doing whatever you're asking from us, he also hashkifa me'on kodshicha min hashamayim u'barechet amecha et Yisrael. The same way you commanded us in this week's parasha also, you commanded us to bring the vidui ma'asir, bring the ma'asrot and say on it vidui. After asinu kechol hashis v'itanu, then it's your turn now kibyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu hashkifa me'on kodshicha min hashamayim u'barechet amecha et Yisrael, give us berachon. That's a double language here that explains im shamua tishma. But we have to understand also by the brachot, pasuk says if you can listen to the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ubao alecha kol berachot haele v'sigucha ki tishma b'kol Adonai Elohecha. All the brachot of the Torah, they're gonna come after you and they're gonna catch you. And Farshim, they ask, what does mean v'sigucha? What was wrong with the pasuk? We would have skipped that word. Ubao alecha kol berachot haele ki tishma b'kol Hashem Elohecha. Nothing's wrong. What does mean v'sigucha? They're gonna catch you. They're going to find you. It's unneeded. And we have the same language, we have it also by the kilalot. Also over there it says v'sigucha. Why it says v'sigucha? Same thing. Also we have to understand why it says the hasashon kilalot, they're going to run after the person, they're going to catch him. Over there, probably you could explain, you could understand it, because normally people, they run away from tzarot. The tzarot, chas v'shalom, they're going to run after that person, they're going to reach him. But here the brachot, who's running away from the brachot? Why the pasuk have to say, kol berachot ele v'sigucha, that means it sounds like you're running away from the brachot, and the brachot is chasing after you, and they're going to find you at them. Why it says v'sigucha? And also I saw the Pardes Yosef brings down, and also Sha'ar Bat Rabim also brings down, said what does here if you pay attention, by the brachot said v'sigucha, it's missing a vav. After the gimel, there is no vav. V'sigucha. However, by the kilalot, it says v'sigucha with a vav. Complete. Why is it like this? He brings a few pirushim. One of the pirushim that he brings down, he says that by the kilalot, all the kilalot, they are written. That's tzaddik het kilalot. That's it. That's the kilalot. You're going to come to the person. Complete kilalot, you got it. But the berachot, there's no end for the brachot. The brachot, there is no end for it. That's why it's all the times, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us berachot, we deserve more. Hashem could give us more. There's no limit for the brachot. That's why the brachot here is written missing. It's missing a vav. Why? Because really the brachot, there's always room for more berachot. But the klalot, whatever it says in the Torah, the sister that had klalot, halas. That's it. That's what I'm fashioning. It brings also a few other pirushim. Anyone who wants to look, you can pay attention over there. I saw here in the Mishnah, Perkei Avot, it says here in the Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tet Vav, Hakol Tzafuy, V'Harashut Netuna, U'Btob Ha'olam Nedon, V'Hakol Lefi Rob Ma'aseh. You know what does mean? Hakol Tzafuy. What does mean Hakol Tzafuy? Everything is opened in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you. Says here the Bartanura, Kol ma she'adam oseh b'chedrei hadarim galui lefanav. Whatever the person does, you're going to go close the door behind you. You close all the windows, put down all the shades. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im yistaterish v'mistarim v'ani lor enu. Ishtabach shemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever the person is going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching him. Hakol tzafu in front of him. He has cameras all over. However, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us, בידו של האדם לעשות טוב ורע, כי לכתיב, ראה נתתי לפניך היום את החיים ואת הטוב ואת המוות ואת הרע. So you have the free will, you can do whatever you want. ובטוב העולם נדון, what does mean? He said, במידת הרחמים. ואף על פי כן, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges people במידת הרחמים, ובטוב, with a good with Midat HaRachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the people on earth. ויאף על פי כן, אין הכל שווין במידה זו. והכל לפי רוב המעשה. What does mean? לפי שהכל לפי רוב המעשה. המרבה במעשים טובים, נותנים לו רחמים מרובים. והממעיט במעשים טובים, ממעטים לו ברחמים. The more you do, the more you get. The less you do, the less you get. Based on your actions. The next Mishnah says, הוא היה אומר, he used to say, who's he? That's a few Mishnayot. That's Rabbi Akiba. Rabbi Akiba, he used to say, Hakol natun be'erabon. What does it mean, Hakol natun be'erabon? He says here, the Bartanura again, Raglohi debar inash nun arabin leh. Le'atar de mitzba'e taman mubilin yate. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah. That's the feet of the person, the person's feet, takes him to the place that he's supposed to go. The person doesn't know where he's going. His feet takes him many times. He had in mind he wants to go somewhere. His feet takes him different place. Why? Because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place that he's supposed to be, his feet automatically are going to take him over there. The Gemara tells a story over there in Masechet Sukkah. That the Gemara says over there that Shlomo Melech saw Melech HaMavet that he was sad. Melech HaMavet was sad. He told him, "Madu apenichem ra'im ayom. What happened now? Why you're mad?" So he told him, "What am I going to tell you?" So they put on me gezeram nashamayim that I should take one of your best servants. I have to take him. Chalas, his life is. I have to take his neshama. What am I going to do? So that's why I feel bad. I feel bad, you know, because I know that you're so much connected to him, and you like him. And what am I going to do? So he told him here, "Am I atzibat? Am I ready to come out? Minai haneter teku shayed yatbiha cha." So they ask me from Shemayim. They send me on a mission to take the neshamot of these two servants that they used to serve you. So Amar le. So he told him, "Okay, oh yeah. So thank you so much. Thank you for that insider information." So masrin hu le'se'irim, shadrin hu le'mhuzad iluz. So the Shlomo Melech, he was sholet on the shedim and all the everything on earth he was controlling. So he called a few shedim and said, "Please take these two people to the town of Luz. Over there, no one has permission to die in that town." That's what the Gemara said. Anyone whose time came to leave this world, Malach Mavet does not enter the city of Luz. So what happened? The Gemara said, any person whose time he came, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts in his mind to go on vacation now, leave Luz, go outside, Malach Mavet is going to catch him outside. But inside Luz, no one has permission. So Shlomo HaMelech said, "If that's the case, thank you for giving me that information. I would take these two servants, put them in the town of Luz, and that's it." So that's what happened. So he took them over there, and the next day, Shlomo Melech, he sees Malach HaMavet, he was smiling and happy. Told him, what happened? Now what? Told him, what am I going to tell you? Remember yesterday I told you they put Gezerah on me to take their neshama? That's why I was sad? I said, yeah, but I didn't tell you why I was sad. I was really sad because they put Gezerah on me to take their neshama only by the entrance of the Siri Luz. So I said I was worried. Who's going to take them over there to take their neshama over there? They put me Gezerah, I have to take their neshama only over there. Who's going to take them over there? But now he did the job for me. Thank you, Shlomo Melech. He did the job for me. That's what the Gemara continues over there. Raglohi de bar enash non arabin le. Wherever the person is supposed to go, min ha-shamayim, they're going to put in his mind, you have to go over there. Why? For his benefit, whatever he's going to think. But really, that's what the plan of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has to go there. His neshama has to go out there. He goes over there. So that's what the Mishnah is saying here. Hakol natun be'eravon. So everything has a guarantor. ומצודה פירוסה על כל החיים. What does mean מצודה פירוסה על כל החיים? Said יסורים ומיתה. Everyone, כביכול, is gonna, at the end of his life, is going to be captured like a fish net. So at the end, the fish is going to get caught. The person, אנא אלך מרוחיך ואין אמפניך אברח. Where are you going to run away from הקדוש ברוך הוא? There's no run away. אם משחק שמיים, שם אתה. השיעה שיעול לניקה. השכן פי שחר, שכנה באחר יתיהם, גם שם ידיך תנחיני ותוחזיני מיניך. Where are you going to run away? We're going to catch you at the end. Don't worry. והחנווני מקיף. What's a חנווני מקיף? That they give you on the credit. You could take, you could do מזוות, you could do עבירות, whatever you want to do. And you don't have to pay now. You could take. You'll pay later. Just buy. That's your, all the whole system here. He said, but just buy now. You'll pay later. And then later you don't have money to pay. Then they'll sell your house. Who knows what. והחנות פתוחה. What does mean חנות פתוחה? He says here, ובני אדם נכנסים לשם ולוקחים בהקפה. והחנווני מקיף, and the owner, he gives you. ומאמין לכל הבא לתול. Anyone who wants to borrow, pay with the credit card, you pay me later, it's fine, it's okay. כך בני אדם חוטאים בכל יום, that's למשל, it says ברטנורה, people do עבירות every day, וקדוש ברוך הוא ממתין להם עד בועתם. So they do whatever you want to do. At the end, the מצודה זה פירוסה. We're gonna meet at them. We'll see you there. ופנקס פתוח. מה זה פנקס פתוח? Said the book is open to write every single מעשה that you're doing, whether it's מצווה or עבירה, everything is written down. לכתוב בו הקפות כדי שלא ישכח. Okay, the person shouldn't forget. Everything is written. Not only this, the פסוק said, וביד כל האדם יחתום. Every night when the person goes to sleep, his neshama goes up there. And they made him sign on the list of Abirot or Muzvot that he did during that day, and he signs on it. That's what he did today, and he signed it. And over there, they save it. They have a big hard drive over there. They have no problem of limits. They could save as much as they want. והיד כותבת, שלא תאמר, אף על פי שפנקס פתוח, פעמים שהחנווני טרוד, ואינו כותב הכל. לכך אומר, נו, היד כותבת. Said, even though you know the books are open, but maybe the Hanvani, the owner, store owner, he's busy with different customers, so maybe he's gonna forget to write the abirat I did. Maybe he's gonna forget to write the few items that I took. He said, no, ain't shekhal fnei chesecha bodecha. Bedin shel mala, they're writing everything. Every small action, everything's written. V'chol harosa lelvot yabo ve'ilveh. Haynu v'harishut netuna delayel she'en shum adam mukhrah lelvot shelo bersono. You want to borrow? You want to do mzvot? You want to do abirot? It's up to you. והגבאים מחזירים תדיר בכל יום. What's the גבאים? Said now, store owner, he sees that you're not paying, so what is he going to do? He's going to give your bill to where? To collection agency. Now the collection agency, they're going to come, they're going to collect the money from you. They're going to run after you, and who knows. והגבאים, that's the גבאים for בשר ודם. גבאים for הקדוש ברוך הוא, he does not need to send agency, he doesn't need to send collectors. Just יסורים ופגעים רעים. It brings on the person קצת יסורים, a little bit suffering. And now where's he going to do? Where's he going to run away? And here בשר ודם, they have to catch the person, they have to run after him. They're going to catch him, they're going to put him in jail. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'll send you a small virus. And on his own, he can't move anymore. He sits down on the bed, sleeping. So that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu. הגבאים מחזירים תדיר בכל יום. That's a yisurim. Ve'nifra'im min ha'adam meddato ve'shelo meddato. And what does it mean? And the yisurim, they're going to come on the person, whether he recognized them or not. So he says, Bartanura, pe'amim shezocheret hobo ve'omer yafe dantani. Sometimes the person, he sees that yisurim are coming on him, and he understands, why is he getting this yisurim? Because of the sabira that they did. He accepts it and said, tzadik hu Hashem kifi hu maritim. צדי מקבל עליו את הדין, מצדיק דינו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. ולפעמים שלא מדעתו, שפעמים ששכח וקורא תגר כנגד דינו של מקום ברוך הוא. I said, sometimes the person נפרעים מדעתו ושלא מדעתו. Sometimes he understands why is he getting the איסורים. Sometimes he does not understand why is he getting the איסורים. So if he does not understand why is he getting the איסורים, then he's going to talk כביכול כלפי מעלה, why Hashem is doing this to me. I don't deserve it. Why is he doing it to me? So he's going to start, you know, the kibachol matiyah debarim kelepe ma'ala. The chas v'shem has pogea ba'emunah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And this is all the words of Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva is telling us. It means you have a free will. Ahayim ve'amavet nadatati lefanecha. But you should know at the end, you're going to pay for every abirat he did. And you're going to get rewarded for every mitzvah he did. That's what he's telling us over here. So now, we have to understand what does mean nifra'in menu meddato v'shelo meddato. What does mean the punish the person whether he knows or he doesn't know? He explains here the Batanura what does mean meddato v'shelo meddato. Sometimes the person he understands why is he getting the isurim. Sometimes he does not understand why is he getting the isurim. That's one pirush, but Be'ezer Hashem will understand it also in a different way. Be'ezer Hashem Tbarach. We have Gemara. Masechet Arachin, everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says here in Arachin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet, Ad Hechan Techlit Yisurin, Ad Hechan Techlit Yisurin, what does that mean? So Rashi here says, Techlit Yisurin, Sof Medat Yisurin, Kilomar, Yisurin Shein Pechutin Mehen. What's the minimum shi'ur of Yisurin that could come on the person, and it's going to be Mechaper on his Avonot? That means sometimes the person gets Yisurim, he knows that he's getting Yisurim. Sometimes the person thinks that happen every day. He doesn't think it's Yisurim. He doesn't know that it's Mechaper, but really it is Mechaper. So what's the minimum shi'ur of Yisurim that's it's coming to be Mechaper on the person's Avonot? So again, the Gemara is asking why? Because sometimes the person, he doesn't think this is called Yisurim. He thinks that's okay, that's the nature, it happens. Things that happen, he doesn't think it's Yisurim. So what's the minimum that's called Yisurim? Here the Gemara says, Amar Bil'azar, kol she'argulo beged lilbosh ve'enu mitkabbel alav. So anyone who goes to the tailor, and he wants him to prepare a suit for him, and after he prepared the suit, now it came, so a little bit, the sleeve is a little bit short. If the sleeve came a little bit short, then that's called Yisurim. Why? Because now he has to wait until the tailor has to redo it. I'm not talking about if he's going to pay him, he's not going to pay him. That's not our issue here. The issue that he has to wait now again, but it took him time for the tailor to sew it. So now he has to wait. That's called Yisurim.
גדולם זו אמרו, אפילו נתכוונו למזוג לו בחמין ומזגו לו בצונן, בצונן ומזגו לו בחמין, it's also called Yisurim.
Yeah. So he said, no, you don't have to go that far. Even if a guy, he wanted a cold cup of water, and a guy brought him a hot cup of tea, it's called Yisurim. He didn't ask for this. I asked for something else. So here he brings down.
This is also called Yisurim.
Person, he put his hand in his pocket. He wants to take out 3 coins. And by mistake, he took 2 coins. That's called Yisurim. It's also called Yisurim. Ben Ishai explains it by Ben Yehoyada. He says, here, we're not talking about, you know, regular pocket. A guy, you know, he wanted to take 3 coins, he took 2 coins. Okay, put your hand again. So he said, oh, we're talking about a person who has a small pocket, and it's hard, you know, to put his hand inside. He could put it. But obviously, he's wearing such a pants. So he could put his hand inside. So to make it more... In our days, for example, a guy is wearing jeans. Now, he's wearing jeans, it's hard, you know, you need to put your hand, you know, it's tight. You need to put your hand inside. You want to take 3 coins. And by mistake, 2 coins came out. And now it's Yisurin. I have to put my hand again inside my pocket, take out another coin. That's called Yisurin. Ben Shai also explains over there. He said, why the Gemara gave the example of he wanted to take three coins and he took two coins, it's called Yisurin. What the Gemara would have given simpler example, more simple, how a guy he wanted to take out two coins and by mistake he took out one coin. The idea that he has to put his hand in his pocket again, that's the idea of the Gemara, it's called Yisurin. So what the Gemara picked on three and then he picked up the two. He said, no, between two and one, it's easy to differentiate. You put your hand in your pocket, you want to take two coins, and you feel that you have one coin, why would you take out your hand out of your pocket? You feel that you're holding one. So you feel you're holding one, you take the other one and take it out. But if you want to take three coins, sometimes when you're holding two coins, could be three, it could be two, it's hard to tell. That's what he explains over there. This is the idea. The guy, he wanted to put his hand inside his pocket. He wanted to take out three coins and take two coins. Now he has to put his hand in his pocket again, third time, second time. And this is called Yisurin. That's minimum things. The person would think, okay, it happens. This is called Yisurin, the Gemara says. כן, הגמרא continues, דווקא שלוש ועלו בידו שתיים, אבל שתיים ועלו בידו שלוש, לא, דלקה תרחה למשדינו. Said if he wanted to take out two coins and by mistake he took out three coins, then it's not called Yisurin. Why? Just throw the third one inside your pocket. You don't have to put your hand in the pocket. Throw it in. Whatever. בכל כך למה? דתניה דבר בישמעאל. What does mean בכל כך למה? כלומר, למה הלכתה אבו יסורים? What are you telling me that all these examples are called Yisurin? Who cares if it's called Yisurim, it's not called Yisurim? What are you trying to tell me over here? He said, do you know why? The Tanya Deber Bishma'el, Kol She'abru Alav 40 Yom Belo Yisurim, Kubel Olamo. Any person who goes through in his lifetime 40 days in a row and he does not see Yisurim, that person is in very bad condition. Why? Because Kubel Olamo. Rashi says, Kol Menuhato Le'atid. ויעבר עליו חד מהנח, הרי הוא יסורים. If the person goes through 40 days without having any of these examples, then that person, they're paying him all his reward in Olam Haba, they're paying him here in Olam Haza. Person, he must go through Yisurim. But what's called Yisurim? Doesn't have to be huge Yisurim, חס ושלום, צרות רבות ורעות, חס ושלום, וחולאים רעים ונאמנים, like the parasha says, חולאים רעים ונאמנים, רעים בשליחותם, ונאמנים בשבועתם. Whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu send Yisurim on the person, they send the Yisurim on the person, they mashbi'in the Yisurim, that they're not supposed to leave the person until the time that Menashamayim gozrin, that the Yisurim should go away, and through special person, through a doctor or whatever you want to call it, and through special medicine. If you're going to try to make it with different combinations, it's not going to work. So that's neymanim b'shlichutam, ra'im b'shlichutam, and neymanim b'shbu'atam. That's what the Gemara said. So here the Gemara said, a person, he must go through Yisurim within 40 days, but it doesn't have to be a big Yisurim. Small Yisurim like these examples, it's called Yisurim. That's what the Gemara is saying here. So from here, you see that really there are two different types of Yisurim. There are types of Yisurim that Chas v'Shalom, everyone tells us Yisurim. But there's different type of Yisurim. People do it, take it, you know, that's nature. That happens. You know, I put my pocket. So I put my pocket again. Put my hand in my pocket again. So what happened? So people, they don't take it, you know, seriously. But the Gemara said, this is also called Yisurim. That's maybe what the Mishnah says over there in Perkei Avot. V'nifra'im na'adam middato v'shalom middato. Sometimes when a person gets Yisurim, he understands, he feels he's getting Yisurim. Why? Because of his Avirot. Ein Yisurim belo chet, ve'en mita belo avon. That's what the Gemara Masechet Berachot said. So he understands. That's middato. Sometimes nifra'im menu shalom middato. He feels the person, Baruch Hashem, everything is going smooth. So he feels he's worried. Maybe he got his reward of Olam Haba. He got it here. But he doesn't know. Nifra'im min shalom dato. It happened to him within these 40 days that he wanted, to get a cold cup and they bought him a hot cup of water. He wanted to put his hand to take three coins. He took out two coins. That's called, it's also called Yisurim. But this type of Yisurim are shalom dato. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't appreciate it like Yisurim. But really it is Yisurim. And who said all these things? That Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said this Mishnah, and that fits with what Rabbi Akiva told us in Masechet Sanhedrin. We have Gemara here in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Alef Amud Alef. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hanna, Kishahala Rabbi Elazar, when Rabbi Elazar Agadol, he was sick, Nichnasu Talmidav Lebakiro. They went to visit him. Amar Lahem, Hama Azayish Ba'olam. He told them that he sees, what does mean, Rashi says, means he sees a lot of anger kibyachol al asmo haya omer shekaas alav hamakom vechmid et holyo. He told his student, Rabbi Elazar told his students that he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. That's why he's bringing him Yisurim. So he feels the Yisurim. It's not the easy type of Yisurim. The hard type of Yisurim was getting. As tchilu kulam buchin, everyone was crying. All the students, they see the Rabbi's bitzara, everyone was crying. Rabbi Akiva mesachek, Rabbi Akiva was laughing. What's wrong with you, Rabbi Akiva? Said, "Amru lo, lama ta mesachek?" Amar dayin, "Lama atim bukhim? Why are you crying?" Amru lo, "Efshar sefer Torah sharui bitzar velo nebkeh." See, a live sefer Torah, Rabbi Elazar Gadol, was big talmid hacham. See, this sefer Torah mehalech is suffering, and you want us to laugh also? That's why we're crying. Amar dayin, "Lekach ani mesachek." That's exactly why I'm laughing. So, please explain. אמר להם כל זמן שאני רואה את רבי שאין ינו מחמיץ ואין פשטנו לוקה ואין שמנו מביש ואין דובשנו מדביש אמרתי שמחס ושלום קבל רבי עולמו ועכשיו שאני רואה רבי בצער אני שמח. He told them, as long as I saw that my רבי אלעזר הגדול, everything is going smoothly with him, I was worried maybe he got his reward off עולם הבא and עולם הזה, like we just explained. So now that I see him in his bitzar, that's why I'm sameach. Why? Because his reward, for sure, keren kayemet la'olam haba. He has all the reward is kept for him la'olam haba. As amar lo Akiva, now Rabbi Elazar is listening to what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Now I see that my Rabbi is suffering, now I'm happy. So no, come here. Come here. Amar lo Akiva, klum hasarti min ha-Torah kula. Did I ever do any of the abira of the Torah? He's saying that because of my abirot I got the punishment. What are you talking about? אמר לו למתנו רבנו כי האדם אין צדיק בארץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא. So you taught us, Rabbi, that there's no person on earth that he does not do abirot. Every person does abirot. So again, according to your level, for sure you did it abira here, abira there. That's why you're suffering for it. And now and that I'm happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu כביכול is cleaning your abirot here in העולם הזה. Why? To take you straight to Gan Eden. That's why I'm laughing. So here in the Bnei Hoyada, on this Gemara, says here the Bnei Hoyada, Omer Kashe, Ech Yomar Lerabbo Shehata. How did Rabbi Akiva have the audacity to tell his Rabbi that now I'm happy? Why? Because for sure he did the Abirot, now Hashem is punishing you on it. Rabbi Elazar Gadol we're talking about here. And forget about Rabbi Elazar Gadol, it was his Rabbi. How could he tell his Rabbi that you're doing Abirot? My Rabbi, I know that you're doing Abirot. How could you say such a statement? He was supposed to tell him, listen, for sure you, our Rabbi, you didn't do any Abira, but Ruach Hashem nilkad b'shchitotam. Maybe Hashem is punishing you to be mechaper on the people in our generation. That they picked you as a Qurban. Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he picks the tzaddikim to be mechaper na'avon ador. So maybe that's a statement similar to this. He was supposed to tell him, not tell him you're doing Abirot.
When Rabbi Psiatat Shmei, Alpi Mashkata Barab, Harbina Halzal, Pasuk Abicha Harishon Hata, Umlitzicha Pash Obi, Kiat Sadikim, Meskilim, Utbuninim, Yotel Bigdulato It Barach, Roin Asman Shem Hotim, the Shem Barach, Bikitsuram Babodato, Behoshbin Dabar Kal, Le Dabar Hamur, Behol Mishu Meskili Yoter, Roeh Saron Basmu Yoter.
And that's how he continues. He says here that you're right, that he cannot tell about his Rabbi that he did Abirot, but since that his Rabbi is big tzaddik, especially in his eyes, he was big tzaddik, so he tells him, listen, the more that you are tzaddik, min ha-shamayim, they look at your small, teeny tiny Abirot that he did, it's going to be a big magnifying glass, it's going to be a big Abirah. Depending on the tzaddik, the regular person, they wouldn't consider it like Abira. But a person who's hashub, like Rabbi Elazar Gadol, such a person, then even smallest Abira, they're going to judge him on it.
the more the tzaddikim they became more tzaddikim, the more they look at their the smallest avirot they did, they make it as a big avirot. Like you see, all the tzaddikim, David the Melech said, all the perek nun alef in Tehillim was more David. כן, כאשר בעל בת שבע, לחונן אלי קרוב רחמך מחפי שעי, ראי בקהר בקבסן מעבוני מחתדית הרני, he was crying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, on what? on העבירה, that the Gemara said, כל האומר דוד חטא אינו אלא טועה. But דוד המלך, on his level, even if it was smallest עבירה, in his eyes, it looks at it as big. That's what the Gemara said, לפום גמלה שחנה. That means that the more the donkey, the more the camel is stronger, that's the more load they put on top of him. That's how it goes. So the more the person is tzaddik, that's how they judge him more. That's what the pasuk said. The person who's closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they made a more kichot ha-se'ara yoter v'yoter. So that's what Rabbi Akiba told Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. And even though he was Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, he was big Talmid Chacham, and he was Tana Kadosh that he lo haser. He didn't leave anything that he did not learn. He is the only Tana, the Kon Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. The Midrash brings down, and Shir Shirim Rabbah, the Midrash brings down that Rabbi Yoshua, after Rabbi Eliezer Gadol passed away, Rabbi Yoshua once was passing, and he saw the place, the stone, that Rabbi Eliezer Gadol used to sit on it and teach Rabbim Torah. When Rabbi Yoshua, he passed by that stone, he was crying and he sat down and he was kissing that stone. He said, this stone, it's in my eyes, it's like Har Sinai. And the person who sat on it, in my eyes, is like Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was Rabbi Eliezer Gadol. It was big Tana, big Tana Kadosh. And even though Rabbi Akiba, he was Mesahek. He was laughing. Why? Because he knew that the smallest Abirot, instead of getting punished in Hasa Shalom and Olam Haba for the smallest Abirot that he did, now that he is here suffering here in Olam Hazeh, that's to cleanse him here in Olam Hazeh, to take him straight to Gan Eden. That's why Rabbi Akiba was laughing. And the Gemara continues here also in Sanhedrin. The same place, Kufalef. Then Rabbanan, Kishahala Rabbi Eliezer, Nechnasu Arba'a Zekinin Lebakiro. Four Zekinim, they came to visit him, Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiba. Nehna Rabbi Tarfon ve'amar, Tobatar Israel mutapa shel gishamim. Each one was telling Rabbi Eliezer, you're better than the rain. Why? Said, Shetapa shel gishamim ba'olam hazeh. Ve'rebi ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. You are better than the rain, even though the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit said, "Gadol yom gishamim ki yom tchiyat emetim." Just like tchiyat emetim is compared, whenever it rains, everything needs rain, everything needs water. But he said, "Your Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, you're better than the water. Why? Because water we need it here in Olam Hazeh. You're the Brit Torah. You're giving us the parnasa and mazon for Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba." So each one's giving him different example. We get to Rabbi Akiba. Amar lo Rabbi Akiba. Ne'na Rabbi Akiba ve'amar habibin yisurin. Said, we love the yisurim that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought on you. Amar lahim, semichuni ve'ishmi'ad b'rei Akiba telmidi. She amar habibin yisurin. Help me, let me sit down. I want to listen to what my dear student Rabbi Akiba is telling me. Yisurin habibin. So come here, my dear student. Amar lo Akiba, zoom nine lach. How do you know it's Habibin Yisurin that it's cleansing the person? Amar lehem makra ani doresh. Ben shetim esrei shana menashe b'molcho v'hamishim v'hamish shana melech b'Yerushalayim v'yasara b'enei Hashem. Uchtim, gam elem shle shenmo v'chule v'chule. And after that, the pasuk says, v'hetzer lo chalat b'enei Hashem elokav v'yikana meod min lefnei Elohei Abotav v'yitpelel elav v'yatir lo v'yishma tichnato v'yishibehu Yerushalayim l'malchuto. וידע מנשה כי ישימו האלוהים הלמטה שחייבין יסורים. Told him, you see that מנשה, the son of חזקיהו המלך, all what he went through, nothing helped him to do תשובה. He was עובד עבודה זרה. He was one of the מלכים who was עובד עבודה זרה. Exactly the opposite of what his father, חזקיהו המלך, did. He was forcing people also to do עבודה זרה. Not only he's doing, forcing others also to do עבודה זרה. And nothing brought him back to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Except Yisurin. When he got the Yisurin, the Midrashim bring down that when they caught him, Melech Ashur, he caught him and he put his punishment. He wanted to kill Menashe. How? He put a big
habit, big pot, and he put inside zefet, how do you say zefet? I said a tar, that, something like this, and he boiled it, he made it all boiling, and he decided that he's going to throw him inside that habit, and that's his punishment, that's how he's going to die. So when he saw Menasheh throwing over there, he knows all the Avodah Zarot. He worship all kind of Avodah Zarot. So Avodah Zarot, please help me. Ben Kol, Ben Ode, Ben Kashif. He said, different Avodah Zarot, please help me. No one's answering him. Until he said, I remember my father, Hezkiyahu HaMelech, he used to worship someone who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let me try. I'll cry to him. I'll ask him to help me. If he's going to help me, then I know that he's the one. If he's not going to help me, then I say Hasb Shalom like him, like all the other Avodot Zarot, Hasb Shalom. Even though such a statement on its own, it's a big kefira, but that's what he said. And the Gemara said, the Midrashim, they bring down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listened to his prayer, that it says in the Pasuk, Hashem, he listened to his prayer, and Hashem, the Midrashim said that he cooled all the habit that they wanted to put him inside, and not only he cooled it, okay, they cooled it now, they're going to catch him, they kill him a different way. Ella, that big pot, kibyachol, it flew from the place and went all the way to his place that he was, the Eretz Israel. It went over there and he went back to become king. That's why it's just like today they have, they have an airplane without pilot, everything without pilot. Here, back then, they had the airplane without an engine also. So there was no engine. Also, it flew straight over there. That's how it goes. So that's what happened over there by Menashe. What made him do Teshuvah? Only Yisurim. That's what Haibin Yisurim. That's what he told him. That's what Rabbi Akiva was telling Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, that the Yisurim, it brought him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's hear also the Yisurim that you're getting, my dear Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, for sure, with this Yisurim, they're cleaning you from the smallest avirot that he did. So now you could go straight to Gan Eden. That's what he told him. And we have Gemara, Masechet Berachot. Here it says the Gemara here, in Masechet Berachot, Lamedalet Amul Beit, it's actually the Mishnah over there. So the Mishnah says, Hametpallel v'ta'a siman ra'lo. V'im shaliyah tziburhu siman ra'li sholhav. If the person is praying and his Amidah is praying the Amidah, and he made a mistake in the Amidah, then it's not a good siman for him. Why? Because you're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means, and you made a mistake, and Nashamayim Kibyachol telling you, we don't want to listen to your prayer. It's not a good siman. And if that guy, he was the Hazan, it's a bad siman, not only for him. He's representing the whole shul. So siman Ra for the whole shul, Hasb Shalom. What she came back then, that Shariah Tzibur used to be praying to be motzi others yedei chuba. Obviously, if he made mistakes, ma ra'al sholham. Amru alav al Rabbi Hanna bin Dusa, the Mishnah says, she'aya mitpallel ala hulim. When Rabbi Hanna bin Dusa used to pray on someone who's sick, be'omer zeh hay, be'zeh met. Amru lo, minayin ta yodea? Amar lahim, im shigurati filati befi, yodea ani shu mikubal. Ve'im lav, yodea ani shu mitoraf. So when he used to pray for someone who's sick, he used to tell them, this guy that I prayed for him is going to make it. The other guy, lost case, is going to die. He's going to die. There's no... my prayer, I did ask him, how do you know? How do you know this guy is going to die and this guy is going to stay alive? He told him, listen, I'm praying for him. That means he is sick. He cannot pray. So I'm praying for him. So as if he's praying. All the tefillah is praying only for him. So if I made a mistake, that means siman ra' for that person. If the tefillah goes smoothly, I didn't make any mistake in my tefillah, then I know that Menashamayim, they accepted my tefillah for him, it's going to become, it's going to feel better. But if not, that's what the Mishnah says here. And Farshim, they ask, said, Rabban Shal Olam, what's going on over here? How could Rabbi Hanna bin Dusa, even if he prayed for someone and he made a mistake in his tefillah, and now they ask him, no, Hakam, what should we do? Tell him, no, he's not going to make it, he's going to die. How could he say such a thing, Hasb Shalom? Well, we have the Gemara says, even if Hasb Shalom, someone who passed away, and someone's asking you, how does this guy feel? You know that he passed away. You shouldn't tell him that he died. So what are you going to tell him?
בגמרא סת, בגמרא סת מוציא דבהו כסיל לפסוק סייז, ירנת אלה תובי מוציא דבהו. Even if someone who really died, you're not allowed to go, even if someone asks you about him, you're not allowed to tell him that he died. So what are you going to tell him? You tell him that he died beremez. How? He asks you, how does he feel? His wife and his kids, they feel good. I'm asking about him. So the family feels good. So he understands that something wrong happened to him. You're not supposed to tell him straight out. That about a person who really died. Here, Rabbi Hanan ibn Dusa is praying for someone who's sick and is still alive. And they ask him, Hakam, what's going on? He's going to die. Hasid, how could he say such a thing? But Khawra, something, we're missing something here. What's going on over here? Elam Farshim, they explain, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, they said, any times, you're right that Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes bring Gezerah on the person, and the Tzaddik, he could be Mebatil Gezerah, ומושל ביראת אלוקים כביכול צדיק, וזה מושל בקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול. הקדוש ברוך הוא makes גזירה, and צדיק, he stops that גזירה. But he said, even though, that's what the Gemara said, we accept that, the Gemara said, צדיק could pray to stop the גזירה, but הקדוש ברוך הוא, הלא הוא אמר ולא יעשה, ודבר ולא יקימנה. If הקדוש ברוך הוא, he sent גזירה to that person, that means, already the שליח, the מזיק, he was sent to take that person. So how could the tzaddik stop him from taking him? Ela, Zohar explains, he said, no, sometimes the tzaddik, there's no such a thing as a mazik was sent and he's not going to do his shlichut. He's going to do, he was sent to take his life, he's going to do it. Ela what? The tzaddik could push him away to someone else. This guy, he prays for him, this guy stays alive, and the gezerah, the shaliach, the mazik, he goes to someone else who's rasha, and he takes his neshama. Like the pasuk said, ve'etten adam tahticha. There is everything has to have something instead of him. Just like the similar idea of the kaparot that we do in Arab Kippur. So that you take the chicken, ze halifati, ze temurati, ze kaparati. What does it mean? It means really, all the poskim bring down the Mishnah Berurah, all the poskim said whenever the person is bringing their kaparot, he has to think that whatever they're doing to the chicken was supposed to be done to me, and all arba mitot that they do to the chicken was supposed to be done to me. Ela kadosh baruch hu ve'etena adam tahticha, he took the chicken instead of me, but the gezerah has to be fulfilled. Anything that comes out from a kadosh baruch hu lo yashuv rikam, it has to go somewhere. That's why what we say in that in the prayer, we say with tshuva, with tefillah, with tzedakah, ma'abirin teruah gezerah. What does it mean, ma'abirin teruah gezerah? It doesn't say they stop the bad gezerah. Ma'abirin, they transfer it to someone else. It means if there is a hasv shalom gezerah on that person, that is going to die hasv shalom, then if you do tshuva, you do tefillah, you give tzedakah, then that gezerah is going to go to someone else. Going to go to someone else who's rasha. He's gonna take. It's gonna go to him, but really the gezerah has to go to someone. So that's here what Rabbi Hanan ibn Dusa explained. Rabbi Hanan ibn Dusa used to tell them ze hay ve ze met. It means he's not telling about the person who's not gonna make it, that he's gonna die. Hasb shalom, said he cannot tell him like this. Why? Because even if the person really died, he's not supposed to say it. He died. Musid ba u kisil. Ella, when he used to pray for someone, he used to tell them, this guy, Hashem accept my prayer, this guy is going to live. Ah, but he was sick, he was almost dying. And there's Gezerah min Hashamayim that send him Malach HaMavit to take his neshama. Ella, what's going to happen? Zeh hai, vezeh met. That Gezerah is going to be transferred to someone else who's Rasha. That's what he told them. But he didn't tell them about that sick person that is going to die. If he saw that his tefillah not shigura b'fi, he's not going to tell them anything. But if he saw tefillato shigura b'fi, then zeh hai v'zeh met. If his prayer was accepted, then this sick person is going to live. What's going to be with the gezerah? Send it to someone else. So someone else who's rasha, who deserves to die, is going to go to him. That's what the Mefarshim explain. We have also, we have Gemara, Masechet Baba Kama. The Gemara brings down here the famous story again with Rabbi Hanan ibn Dusa. The Gemara says here, Tamu Rabbanan, Ma'ase bebeto shel Nechonya Chofer Shichin, the daughter of Nechonya Chofer Shichin, she fell to the Bor Gadol, big well that she was drawing water. She fell down. Ba'u ve'odiyu to Rabbi Hanan ibn Dusa. They came to Rabbi Hanan ibn Dusa to tell him to pray on her. As Sha'ar Shona Amar Daim Shalom.
שזה אוקיי. שעה שנייה אמר להם שלום, שזה אוקיי, דמורי. שעה שלישית אמר להם עלתה. third hour they came to him, she already came out, what do you want from me? So what do you mean she came out? They went, she's out. Told her, what happened? So they asked her, Amrula, מי העלך? Who took you out? אמרה להם, זכר שרחלים נזדמן לי, וזקן אחד מנהיגו. And Rashi brings down over here, that who's that זקן? That's Abraham Abinu. So the שלישית, דהבה לה שהות שתצא נפשה אם ישנה שם, אמר להם, כבר עלתה ודאי. כדי אמרים על לקמנד, פשיטה לה שלא תמות שם. זכר שרחלים זה אלו של יצחק. That she saw the ram of יצחק אבינו, not the car ram, just the ram, the isle of יצחק אבינו. כן? וזקן מנהיגו זה אברהם. So that's what they told, that's what she told them, and he saved me, he saved my life. Then they came back to Rabbi Hanan ben Dosa, אמרו לו, וכי נביא אתה? How did you know that she went out already? אמר להם, לא נביא אנוכי ולא בן נביא אנוכי. אמנת נביא, or the son of נביא, אלא כך אמרתי, דבר שאותו צדיק מצטער בו, יקשר בו זרעו, תקנת בי. Her father, what was he doing? He was digging wells for עולי רגלים, to give water for עולי רגלים. With the mitzvah that he's doing, his daughter is going to die over there? No way. It's not going to happen. So that's why he told them that this is the idea. I saw something interesting, the Pnei Yehoshua explains. He says here the, on this Gemara in Baba Kama, he says the Pnei Yehoshua, V'yireish, Shiramza Bazeh, what did she told, when she told them that Zachar Shir Rehalim is the man li, that's Elo Shed Ishaq, V'zakin Ehad Manhigo, that's Abraham Abinu, V'yireish, Shiramza Bazeh, she was hinting to them, Devaday Nekzar Aleha Mishamayim Lamita. נגזר עליה שסופוסט תודאי עובדה. אלא שהועילה תפילתו של רבי חנינה בן דוסה. Because רבי חנינה בן דוסה was praying for her, that's why she was saved. וכיוון שנגזר עליה מן השמיים, אי אפשר לבטל הגזירה עד שיותן תמורתה איזה אדם אחר. וכן מסינו בכמה דוחתי, בנחל קישון ובחועדה דרבי ביי וכו'. מסכת חגיגה. והקרוא מפורש בזוהר גבי נחשה, של כך נוהגים העולם לקח תרנגול בערב יום הכיפורים לכפרה. That's exactly what we explained, that there was גזרה on her to die. בת הקדוש ברוך הוא, he transferred the גזרה to someone else. ועקן נרמז בזה העניין, כמו שהיה בעיל של יצחק, שנקרא בתמורת יצחק. כך נעשה לה. That's what he said. Same way by Elo Shel Yitzchak Avinu Zdamela. What happened with the Isle of Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak Avinu was supposed to be Shechtet on the Mizbeah. Vayar v'inni Isle Ahar Nihad V'Sibach V'Kurna. V'ayla Chavra V'Kachat Ha'al V'Alei Olei Ola Tachat Vino. The Gedera was supposed to be done. But it doesn't have to be Yitzchak. You can transfer it to someone else. Let's see what the Mefarshim. They tell us that this is the Anyan. If there is Chas V'Shalom Gezera, it doesn't have to come on the person. It could be transferred to someone else. Maybe that's what the Pasuk says here by the Kelalot. The person sees, Ubao alav kol Kelalot ha'ele v'siguhu, the Pasuk said. They're going to catch him. What I mean, the Kelalot, they're going to catch the person. What I mean, they're going to catch him? Person might think, listen, even if he sees Hasa Shalom Yisurim starting to come on him, said, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you could take this Yisurim and transfer it to someone else. I'm still, you know, I'm still a good guy. I still pray and I still keep Shabbat and everything. He says, Hashem Shalom, Yisurim coming on him. Why Yisurim are coming? Because of doing Averot. He feels that maybe the Yisurim is going to be transferred to someone else. Shalom Aleich Nafshi, I don't have to worry about it. That, the Pasuk says, no. He said, if Hashem Shalom, Yisurim coming on the person has to wake up, has to see it. Why Hashem sending him Yisurim? He wants to hint something for him. And Ubao Alav Kol HaKalalot V'Yisigu. They're going to catch him. Don't think that the Yisurim are going to go to someone else. No, Yisurim are going to come and they're going to take him. But if he does Teshuvah, then that's the whole purpose of the Yisurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends Yisurim, so the person becomes closer to him. If he did Teshuvah, then that's it. That's the whole purpose of the Yisurim. The only solution that a person has when he sees Hashem Shalom Yisurim is to do Teshuvah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him the Yisurim for the Teshuvah. We say also in the Tefillah, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us in our sins. And we say, وَمَا شَحَطَتِ لِفَنِيخَ أَنَا عَبِرُوتِ تَعِدِدْ مِحَوْكُ بِرَحَمِيخَ رَبِّيِّمْ. Please erase the Abirot with your merciful midah.
רחמך רבים, אבל לא על ידי יסורים לחולהים רעים. But not through יסורים. Forgive us, but don't bring on us יסורים. How is he going to forgive you? If you did עבירה, you have to do תשובה. What do I mean? Forgive us, but don't bring on us יסורים. I saw them first to explain based on the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov explains that really there are two ways that a person could do teshuvah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there is one way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings beracha on that person. He showers him on the berachot one after the other. He has a lot of shifa, he has parnasa, he has health, he has everything. And he knows that he's doing avirot. He knows that he's doing Avirot, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's doing Avirot, is giving him Beracha, giving him everything, whatever he's asking, is giving him. So that person on his own is going to feel embarrassed. How come I'm paying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meshalem Ra'a Tachat Tovah Chas V'Shalom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take a look, he's only giving me only good. And I'm doing Avirot in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they said there is sometimes if a person is going to pay attention to these things, he's going to do teshuvah from the good that is coming on him. Hashem's showering him with good berachot, with good health and everything. With the good, the person is going to do teshuvah. That's one way that a person does teshuvah. Like the, we explained one time, the pasuk said that v'chesev yizahab yirbeh lach b'chol asher leichai yirbeh. When a person gets kesef and zahab, whatever you have, you're going to have all beracha and all what you have. The pasuk right after that said, V'ram levavecha v'shachachta et Hashem elokecha. As for shalom, what does mean? I saw them farshim, they explained, said, no, when a person gets beracha, v'chesef v'zahab v'lach, v'chol asher elecha yirbe, then v'ram levavecha. Then your heart is going to be elevated. You're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta et Hashem. What does it mean v'shachachta? Not chas v'shalom, you forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shachachta m'lashon hava shachiyach gabeh. What does it mean shachiyach gabeh? It means he used to be next to him. He's always close to him. When a person gets a lot of bracha, he gets bracha and parnasa and everything, then v'ram levavecha v'shachachta et Hashem elokecha. Then you're going to become closer, and you're going to become masui and shachiyah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how they explain the pasuk, al pi derech ba'al shem tov. That's one way when the person, he gets a brachot, that make him do teshuvah. Why? Because again, as I said, he sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him only brachot, and he knows that he's doing avirot. So how can I... He feels embarrassed on his own. So he does teshuvah mi'ahava. That person, there's one way of doing teshuvah. But there's a different way of doing teshuvah. Chas v'shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings on him yisurim. V'cholayim ra'im v'neimanim, like we said. You're going to see yisurim, then obviously he's going to do teshuvah. Pasuk said, Batsar lecha umsa'ocha kol devarim ele ba'charet hayamim, v'shabta'a d'ashim elokecha. That's also what the Gemara also says in Masechet Berachot. The Gemara says in the beginning, the Gemara says over there, Imroya Adam, she is surin bain alav, if ashfesh b'ma'asav. Person, if he sees his surim coming on him, he has to check out his ma'asim. If he's doing Avirot, obviously. Kadosh Baruch Hu, lahashit kutsha Baruch Hu, da'abid dina bela dina. If Hashem is bringing his surim on that person, that means for sure he did something wrong. If ashfesh b'ma'asav, the Gemara said, pishpesh velo matza, yitlebe betul Torah. If the person, he was checking what Avirah did I do, and he sees that he didn't do any Avirah, Tzadik Gamur, perfect, and he's still getting Yisurim. Why is he getting the Yisurim? The Gemara says, you know why? Because he's not learning Torah enough. And imtala velo matza beyadua shein Yisurim shel ahaba. That's what the Gemara concluded then. But in Farshim, they asked, I don't understand. The guy, pishpesh ma'asa velo matza yitlebe betul Torah. What does it mean? Means that guy, he didn't do any Avirah. 100% Sadiq. So why is he getting Yisurin? The Gemara said, you know why? Because he's not learning Torah enough. And if a person is not learning Torah enough, is that on its own? It's not called Avirah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. That's the biggest Avirah. Person is wasting his time. He's not learning Torah. That's also Avirah. So how come? The Gemara said, Pishpesh velo matza. He checked. He didn't find any Avirah. Abitul Torah is not called Avirah by him. What's going on? Pishpesh, he didn't find this Avira. How come he didn't find that Avira? Elam Farshim, they explained, said, no. Pishpesh velo matza yitlebe betul Torah. When sometimes a person, they explain derech Musar, sometimes a person, they say, Pishpesh, I didn't do any Avira. He said, you know why? He didn't find any Avira. How could it be you don't have any Avira? Even Moshe Rabbeinu did Avira. Rabbi Ezra Gadol.
صديق إن بارس الشريعة سته ولو حيتا how come this person بشبش ولو ما صع عبيروت was he يشايا بي دافيد from the four people that they died without any عبيروت who does he think himself is how come he checked and he didn't find عبيروت like when I said hey يتلبي بالطول ترى this guy is not learning Torah he doesn't know what's عبيروت he doesn't know what's مزبا let him go learn Torah let him go learn الخط شبات let him go learn الخط تارات شبحال let him go learn الخط طول عين then he's gonna see that how much is missing Sometimes the person, if he's not learning, he feels, Baruch Hashem, I'm tzaddik gamur. The more the person learns, the more he feels that he's missing a lot. What do I know? Well, the people who don't learn, said, I know everything, Baruch Hashem. But the more the person starts to learn, then he sees, in every word, there's a lot what to speak. In every word, how much books? Aruha, Mersa, Dawar, Habab, Niyam. The more the person learns, the more he feels himself that, what do I know? Nothing, zero. Pishpesh v'lo matzayit lebe betul Torah. He don't know what's Abira. That's why you think that you checked and he didn't find Abira. Go learn, then you're gonna find a lot of Abira that you're doing. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what this is Biru al-Derech al-Musar. So that's the two things that the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings makes the person do teshuvah, whether he showers him with berachot, and then the person on his own he gets embarrassed and he does teshuvah, or Kadosh Baruch Hu brings on him Yisurin. And then Surin is going to make him do Teshuvah. What's the difference between if a person does Teshuvah from the Bracha or does Teshuvah from the Tzara Chas V'Shalom? It's a big difference. When a person, he gets Tzarot Chas V'Shalom, he waits until he gets the Tzarot. He does not understand the remez. He waits until he gets the Tzarot Chas V'Shalom. Then whenever a person is going through Tzarot, his mind is not with him 100%. So he doesn't do Teshuvah properly. It's teshuvah, even if it's going to do teshuvah, it's not going to be properly. But the best teshuvah the person does, whenever everything is going smooth. Now you see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us all the brachot, health and wealth and kids and wife and everything. And the person, he knows, every person knows about himself, how much abirot is doing. Every person knows. No one could tell other person you're doing this abirah, we're not nebiim. But a person, he knows what Abirah is doing. So he feels bad. Take a look how much Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me all the good and how much Abirot. Hashem commanded me to do a few mitzvot and I'm not listening to him. He feels bad on his own. So such a teshuvah, he has everything going with him smoothly. Ashrei ish yareit Adonai, the Gemara says, Ashrei ahozeh b'tshuvah kishehu ish. Ashrei the person that he does teshuvah, while he's still young, he's still healthy and everything, he don't need to wait until Hasb Shalom the person gets Yisurin, then he's going to do Teshuvah. While the person, everything is going smooth with him, then he should do Teshuvah. That's why the Torah says here, Ubao alecha kol berachot ha'ele v'sigucha. What does it mean v'sigucha? After he's going to get the brachot, they're going to make him do Teshuvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is showering him with the Berachot, then he's going to have different Hasagah in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They have a different way of thinking. Take a look how much good the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me, and what am I paying him kibyachon? Am I giving, and he commanded a few mitzvot, he commanded me to do. How come I'm not doing this mitzvot? Then the person, he sees that all the Berachot are coming on him, the Berachot, v'yesigu, what does it mean v'yesigu? They're going to bring him different Hasagah, different understanding, different way of behaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is he going to behave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is he going to keep the more the mitzvot? That's going to cause him to do teshuvah. And that's what we're saying by the tefillah. We said, وَمَا شَحَتَتِ لِفَنِيخَ مِحُوكُ وَرَحَمِيخَ رَبِّيمَ أَبَا لُوْ عَلَدَيْ سُورِيمْ وَحُولَهِمْ رَعِيمْ Please, Rabbana Shal Olam, help us do teshuvah through the time that you're giving us berachot. Don't wait until Chas V'Shalom we get the Yisurin, then we're going to do Teshuvah. Help us, Rabbanu Shel Olam, that we should do Teshuvah also from the good thing that you're giving us. That's here what Vashim also explained. Said, Nefra'in min ha'adam, that the Mishnah we started off by Masechet Avot, Nefra'in min ha'adam d'ato, v'shalom d'ato. What does it mean? So sometimes the person, he gets the brachot and he puts in his mind the mahshaba that we just said. Hashem is giving me all the brachot. Obviously, I have to do teshuvah. I cannot be mshalemei ra'ata hatobah chas v'shalom. That's one way. But sometimes, nefra'in shelo medato, shelo berzono. He doesn't want the yisurim, but he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not waking up. So he has to give him some yisurim chas v'shalom. But the best way that a person should do teshuvah when? While everything is going smooth, everything is going straight, that's the time that a person should do teshuvah.
had to become closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the month of Elul. The whole month of Elul, Hachaim saying, Elul is Rashi Tibot, Anil li Dodi ve Dodi li. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the month of Elul before Chas v'Shalom anything bad happened, before Psak Din, before Rosh Hashanah, before everything. And now everything, nothing happened now. There's no Gzar Din what's going to be next year. Now, only preparation now. Everything's going smooth. This is the time to do Teshuvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is here with us. He wants us to do Teshuvah. Even the person who did a lot of Abirot, whatever he did, this is the time the person should do Teshuvah. That's why also we told you once, during the month of Elul, you have the month of Elul, and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you have 40 days. 40 days times 24 hours a day. 40 times 24 is how much? It's 960. You have during the 40 days, you have 960 hours. What is this? That's a tatkas. We have a Gemara in Yerushalmi. The Gemara said that the beria betera betatkas. Even if the person is doing a lot of abirot, if he's taking these 40 days, which is 960 hours, and he's taking them, he does teshuvah with them, he becomes closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then even if whatever abirot he did, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive him. Why? Because the whole purpose here, this week's parasha, the brachot and the chlalot, we said also the brachot, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the person brachot, so he should do teshuvah. How? We said there are two ways of a person does teshuvah, whether from the good or from the bad, Chas v'Shalom. But the idea that the person should try to do teshuvah when everything is still going smooth with him, that's what we pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should help us that we should do teshuvah, and Hashem should continue to shower us on the barachot be'ez Hashem, and we should serve him more and more be'ez Hashem itbarach. Eskei gulam l'ktiba v'chatima tova. Amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananel Nachshon Omer, Asak Kadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Yisrael Lefichach.